The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. Welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening right now, send her an email, realityradio101@yahoo.com. And now, your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome everyone to Down the Garden Path, this great show where we discuss, if I do say so myself, where we do discuss down-to-earth tips, advice for your plants, gardens, and landscapes. And as a landscape designer, I think it's important and possible to have great gardens that are low maintenance. And so I always kind of try to give some tips about that. And could you believe I did my first landscape design consultation today, Gary?
For the new year.
For the new year.
Really?
Yeah, February 8th, a record. I was in the 20s before in the past in February. So,
wow.
So it is the season. So everyone's dying and itching to get growing. So, and planting, and which brings me to our topic tonight. I'm really excited to introduce you to my guest, and we're going to talk about something called the Tower Garden, which goes completely with our theme of planting. And so with the increase of everyone, all my clients, a lot of my friends, everybody talking about growing their own vegetables, the importance of organic food, that type of thing, I found out about this product, and I just wanted to introduce, Linda's going to tell us more about it. So Linda Smith is our guest tonight. She is a holistic nutritionist and a cancer practitioner and a representative of a company called Juice Plus. With being a nutritionist, she knows how important it is for good health to have an abundance of fruit and vegetables in our daily diet. And to do that, we need to ideally purchase as much organic and locally grown produce as possible. And when she discovered the Tower Gardens and how they operate, she knew this was another great alternative to getting high-quality produce through a state-of-the-art unique garden. So I'd like to welcome Linda Smith to the show. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
So I'm so glad you could join us and tell us more about this product, but we've got lots to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
So first, I thought we'd back right up and talk a little bit about holistic nutrition. That's like a mouthful, and it sounds like a very important job and a lot of schooling that goes into that. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background?
With a holistic nutritionist, I mean, there are nutritionists that follow Canada's food guide, but with holistic, we really try to look at everything from the natural side. So you mentioned about organic foods. Well, that is key, right? Because mm-hmm. one of the key things is what we feed our bodies. So eating healthy foods, you know, whole foods is key to how our body is going to be, how it's going, the immune system will react and things like that. So for me, it's I totally changed my eating habits, and that's what I try to talk about to,
okay.
to my, you know, clients and just anyone that will listen to me, that basically how important it is to eat nutritional foods. So way I look at it is that if you have organic foods, which you know, yes, you can pick them up in the, we have special stores, obviously, that sell it. And I'm seeing that more supermarkets are now starting to actually have sections for organic foods and the fruits and vegetables, which is key.
Actually,
there's quite a few. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, all across the country that they're trying to do more of that because they're realizing, you know, people, you know, we do have a health epidemic and more people are getting cancer. And one of the key things, you know, is what we feed the body.
Right.
So so that's really where I really try to concentrate on explaining to people why it's so important what we eat. So from when I look at fruits and vegetables, which is key because it's so full, you know, the good ones are full of antioxidants for the body. So I really, you know, look at it that organic, you know, I know it's expensive, but again, you know, it's so key because you're not getting as many pesticides and herbicides and when they're being shipped from country, you know, from Mexico and these different countries to us, they're already, when they're in the soil, they're using pesticides and herbicides. And then once they pick them when they're not even ripened, they're packaging them and putting them in boxes to ship, and they're also putting more sprays on them so that by the time they get to our markets, we see them as bright, you know, yellow bananas.
Yes.
And we see ripe apples, things like that.
Okay.
So that's one of the ways. So the organic foods is key. Obviously, if by growing your own is key, or going to the markets. A lot of people try to go to the markets when it's in season, depending where you live. And obviously here in Ontario, we can only go in the, you know, the summer months, but that's key. And then this is how really the Tower Garden came into play, when I saw how the Tower Garden could give us essentially organic, pure, whole fruits and vegetables.
Okay. So with the holistic nutrition, is it pretty much the fruits and vegetable and the diet versus do you get into supplements and that type of thing as well?
I do a bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
So food is one of the key things. So how we feed our body. Many times it is supplements. You know, people pick up diseases for many reasons. You know, like people have inflammations. They have, you know, heart disease. The cardiovascular is huge. We have, you know, so many things like MS. We have autism. We have all those things. And what we're finding is that it's a lot about the foods, but we also try to see, because the body is sometimes very deficient in, you know, many minerals that the body should have.
Okay.
And so there are, like, basic things that we try to say, like, some people don't believe in, you know, no, I shouldn't take vitamin D because I, you know, or vitamin D, or they, you know, those things are key to me, like vitamin D, essential fatty acids.
That's when I have to confess, like, I totally know I should be taking it, but I'm not taking it.
Well, it's a harder one for everyone. It's essential fatty acids, but it's, I hear a lot of people say that.
You know, And I thought of it. I have two boys that are away at school, and I was like, do I send them? But I'm not even taking it, and should I have it? And,
So really what we try to do is, I usually do with a client, I do a case study just to see what are they eating, what are the supplements that they have. And then the other things, you know, because that's key. And then sometimes people have sleeping issues, disorders and things like that.
Yeah, I have a lot of girlfriends that have sleeping issues.
Yeah, and that's key because you need a normal amount of hours of sleep to keep you going. And then the big one, which I can, you know, attest to this one, is the exercise.
Darn. You know, I thought you were going to say, if we do all this stuff, we don't need to exercise. All right.
But, you know, it's just all those things. So what I try to do then is once I look at what, you know, someone is showing me on paper, then I can really see, because a lot of problems that people have are stomach problems. It's our just digestive system and intestinal system where everything starts, right? So, and that feeds to other things.
Mm-hmm.
And with my cancer practitioner, as when I put that hat on, I see it that cancer thrives in an acidic environment. So alkalizing the body is very key as well.
Okay.
So, and that's a lot of the foods that we eat, right?
Yeah.
So, and of course, we like our refined sugars, like, you know, our pastries and goes along with, you know, white pastas and and rice and things like that. So those are the things that I try to change.
Okay.
You can have some of those, but you change them to, like, say, a brown rice or you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But many times, even in mental health issues, a lot of it is to do with the body does not have the right vitamins and minerals that it needs. So we try to help with the supplements to to help them get through whatever they're, you know, whatever we're seeing.
Yeah, so it comes down to an imbalance, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Because so much of what you're saying, you know, is kind of common knowledge. Like, you know, I know about the white versus the browns and to take vitamin D, but it's just a matter of getting it all. And I'm doing good on the white and brown stuff, but I'm not so good on the vitamin D. But so, you know, and we're really stepping, especially with the boys not at home, we're eating a lot more vegetables than we've ever eaten.
Well, that's good. And then that's really good to do that, right?
Yeah.
Children are usually hard because they don't, you know, you start saying, well, you got to eat your broccoli.
Yeah.
And they say, no, I don't like broccoli.
Yeah. Well, the teenagers just don't eat it, right?
And that's right.
Or one likes.
And then the supplements for, like, our vitamins, too. You have to be so careful with vitamins because vitamins are that you get in the, like, say, Shoppers or the different drugstores are all synthetic. So when you take them, you say, oh, well, I'm taking this multivitamin, and it's got X number of vitamins and minerals. But in true fact, it's really you're taking that, but it's going right through your body.
Really?
It does not dissolve in your body, so it does not do, there's no nutrition value.
Oh.
And yet people swear by, I'm taking it, so, you know, I'm getting all of this, but they're really not.
Okay. So, not all supplements
really
are created equal.
Yes. So.
Okay.
So, you know, I think from a nutritional, holistic side, we just try to do as much on the natural side so that, you know, if you go to a doctor, they're going to say certain things, but they're not necessarily going to give you those extra things that our body needs.
Okay.
So I'm just, and then the cancer, I try to do it the same way, but also from a preventative, I want to do more prevention, and I have a website that I've created, and I've start it right from scratch with someone that doesn't know anything and about, you know, like the healthy part and what cancer grows in and things like that. So I'm just trying to do a lot of prevention as well.
Okay. And is that, I guess, was that a natural progression to go from the holistic nutrition to the cancer practitioner?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Many nutritionists that I found, like a lot of my colleagues are nutritionists.
Right.
And some of them, I have friends that have gone into they do things like diabetes, but they were a child diabetic, so they'll specialize in that.
Okay.
Other ones, it depends if you take an interest in something, right? If you can be a general nutritionist, but more of the nutritionists are now focusing on something specific, so
I
they
see.
Become a specialist.
Yes, yes.
And for me, the fact of the cancer side is that there's been so much in my family that, you know, the more I see of it, the more I think, you know, like, it is a problem because, again, it boils down to what we feed our bodies. And the right now, the ratios for cancer is 1 in 3 for women and 1 in 2 for men.
Wow.
And what the Canadian Cancer Society is saying that by 2020, we'll be at 1 in 2.
Wow.
Are at risk for cancer. So that tells us something that, I mean, it's not just obviously food, but food is pretty well at the top of the list. But a lot of it is environmental, you know, the toxins that, you know, things that we have even in our home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we're using very toxic cleaning products you know, what do we do our laundry with? So I've, you know, over time, I've been changing a lot of that in my own home just to, you know, as well as just an even lifestyle, right? Like little things that I try to teach people is things like, you know, detoxing your body, doing simple things like dry brushing your skin, you know, like taking a dry brush before you get into the shower. It takes the toxins off off your skin, work towards the heart, you know, so that helps. And detoxing with as simple as an Epsom salts if you if money is an issue, or you can get Himalayan salts, things like that.
Okay.
So there's lifestyle, there's, and you know, the environment side, and what we feed, feed in our bodies.
Right.
You know, so it's sort of a combination, but that's really where the holistic comes in, trying to, and, you know, even just stress. If we look at how stress is to how it feeds into, you know, diseases in our body. We try to teach, you know, things like how can you de-stress? Well, we all have stress in our life.
That's right. That's for sure.
You know, meditation, you know, yoga. And a lot of people seem to be doing more of that, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So all of this, so your background in all of that, which is so fascinating, that's where you first heard about Tower Garden. So how long ago how long have you been affiliated?
It'd be about 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Now. And
okay.
Because I had looked at Juice Plus, because they do have supplements that I found were something that I really needed for myself.
Okay.
So I got into it, and I just find that the company is all about healthy living. So, and then when I first heard about the Tower Garden, I really didn't know what it was. So I first just looked at it. They, you know, they give you videos, and you looked at the video,
mm-hmm.
and then once I saw what it was, and I am not a gardener, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's good for our listeners.
I've seen your Facebook, and you have wonderful things, but I just wasn't. So
mm-hmm.
I decided, you know what, when I heard and saw what it could do, and some of my colleagues had one, so I thought, you know what, I'm purchasing one. And so basically it's a state-of-the-art, like it's a vertical garden, like and it's aeroponic. So I thought, okay, I only have a small deck.
Right.
So that's what made me think, well, I could use this, the Tower Garden. And the fact that, you know, everything that's on it, you use seeds that are organic. So I said, okay, I can do this. So that's what really started me on the Tower Garden journey.
Excellent. So can you explain, so aeroponic sounds
yes.
so kind of Star Trek-ish.
Yes, yes, it does.
It does. So can you back it up and kind of simplify it for us?
Yeah, aeroponic is basically, it's a process of growing plants in an air, moist environment, but there's no soil.
Oh, okay.
So it's a tower garden, but when we think garden, when we use the keyword garden, it's,
yes.
you know, as we always knew it as growing up, was always that there's soil and
yeah.
then you plant the seeds and, you know, do all these great things. So really that's all the aeroponic is. It's the air and the mist environment. So when I tell you a little bit more about the Tower Garden, you'll understand how that sort of fits into play. And tower gardens are huge in the United States at Disney World. That's where NASA started, was the one that started with looking at that. They actually use that in some of their things that they do at NASA.
Okay.
And but also the founder, Tim Blank, he worked for the Epcot Center and learned so much because they were working with NASA that he actually, I think it was around 2005, they actually had because he had so much knowledge from doing that, he decided to have his own business, and that's what he wanted, was healthy, you know, healthy plants, because he could see that they were growing them to have in space. So basically he decided to come up with something that we could use. So it's basically, it's a vertical garden. It's about a 20-gallon reservoir that they have for the water.
Okay.
And the fact that it's aeroponic, we use the water. And what is really nice about it is that it's perfect for small spaces.
Okay.
So I have a patio, but it's not a huge patio in my house. So I have it in the corner of my patio, and but you could put it on a rooftop. You could, people, if they have condos or apartments.
Okay. Yes, could they do that?
You could do it on a balcony, a terrace. And the only thing that really it needs is it needs a relatively sunny place.
Okay.
So that's the only key thing.
Yes,
so if you're
all vegetables, yeah, anything,
yeah,
right?
Like you
need sunny.
You couldn't have it in shade all day.
Right. How about wind, though? Like if an apartment, if it's a tall apartment or condo,
yeah.
is wind okay?
Is wind okay? Yeah, it should be fine because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm exposed to the wind here, and I don't have any issues.
Okay.
You know, it's when you put the water in, it's pretty sturdy.
Okay.
When you put it down.
Okay. And how, you say it's vertical, so how tall would it be?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I have to think about how tall I am.
How tall are you?
I'd say, now, you have, there's two ways you could do it.
Okay.
When you get, it comes all with the kit. So it comes with the ability for you to put 20, to grow 20 plants.
Okay.
So the 20 plants. So I would say when you're at that height, it's about 5 feet.
Okay.
And you have the ability to like extend it. So there's an extension to put more 8 more plants.
Wow.
So I did that with mine because I thought if I'm going to grow,
yes,
I want to grow the maximum.
Okay.
So I got another sort of like an extension. So that would make it to about maybe 6 feet,
okay,
a little over six. Not exactly, you know, but I'd say 6 to 6.5 feet.
Okay. And then that holds 26 plants then?
28 total.
28 plants total.
Yeah, if you get the extension. If
okay,
not, the standard kit comes with 20, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But I just felt that, you know, again, if I'm going to be planting, why not? You know, for the little extra, it was worth it to use the, you know, the 28.
Okay. Okay. And what type of things do you grow?
Well, I personally, each year I've changed,
mm-hmm,
because it's like anything, you learn from what you've done. The first year I did far too much kale, and kale, I had kale everywhere. So I like kale.
I think everybody, that's a common one, right? Everybody does way too much kale.
So I've learned now that I do like 3 or 4 types of lettuce. So you can do the gourmet lettuce, you can,
mm-hmm,
do the purple, you can do, what's the other one, like the romaine lettuce. I did some of that this year, which was really good. I did tomatoes.
Okay.
Cucumbers, which were, it's amazing when you see the size of them, like when you think of what the Tower Garden looks like. And then, but my cucumbers were, I take pictures on them every year,
oh,
because
wow,
I'm just amazed at how many,
okay,
I get and the size of them.
Okay, so can I pause you there? Because
both, yeah,
in my mind, I'm thinking, like, I get it that you can do lettuce and tomato and lettuce and kale and stuff.
Yes.
But I guess in my mind, I know I grow tomatoes in containers and I know how much space they take, as well,
yes,
as and I've not been successful with cucumbers.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't seem to like this being in a container in my, you know, in soil.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they, but they take up a lot of space as well, right? They usually need to climb a bit and.
Yeah. Well, what you do, what the Tower Garden allows you to do is, like they recommend, because when you get it, you'll get a video that,
okay,
sort of gives you some ideas of the do's and don'ts. Right. But what I do is I put the cucumbers and the tomatoes at the bottom.
All right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't put them at the top because you're right, they get very heavy.
Yes.
Like the cucumbers especially get,
yeah,
really heavy. So I put those at the very bottom, and then I plant my smaller plants, and then I put my herbs at the very top because,
okay,
they're so much lighter, right?
Right.
So, but by putting them at the bottom of the Tower Garden, it, how would you say, it's, and then you have a little, like they have little, well, you know how you would use a stick in a garden?
Yes,
they
or like a tomato cage, that type of thing.
Yeah, so they put, they allow you the extension so that you can rest the leaves of the tomatoes and the cucumbers on that. So it's like a little extension, but
okay,
it's a heavy, heavy plastic. So then as they grow, I just sort of weave the vines into that,
okay,
which is perfect.
Right.
Yeah, so it's amazing. I mean, until I saw it in action, it was a little hard for me to, you know, conceptually to see it all. But,
right.
But yeah, so the key is to put them at the bottom.
Okay,
though.
And how many tomato plants would you, and cucumber plants would you plant?
I didn't, this year I think I did about maybe 4 of each.
Okay.
And I, you know, when it came harvest time or whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
it did really well.
Yeah.
It did really well. And especially the cucumbers, I had so many. And then tomatoes take a little bit longer to grow.
They do, yes.
You know, which...
And peppers even longer. Did you have any luck with peppers?
I didn't do peppers, but I think I'm going to try them this year.
Okay.
But you can.
Yep.
Basically, it allows you to do, like, you know... Oh, I did some spinach as well.
Okay.
And I did herbs. I had excellent basil for my sauces and salads. And I did parsley, but you can do, what other things? Like, there's tons of, like, cilantro. I might try some of that this year. I did some mint, which was good. You could do oregano.
Linda, anybody can grow mint.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know that.
Yes, you have to be careful with mint because you could end up with the whole tower garden being full of mint. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, so be
like
careful.
Kale. It does the same thing kale does.
Oh, yeah, no, mint is bad. So check with your colleagues and see how mint went over because that's a dangerous
basil
one.
And,
that one and oregano. Mint
was good.
Yeah, okay.
It was good because the basil just, and the, you know, the thing is, when you come to harvest time, you just go clip it, like cut it, and then it starts to regrow again because
okay.
the roots are still embedded in the tower garden, right?
Right. But there's no soil.
No soil.
Okay, it's blown my mind. I know we're on radio, but it's kind of hard to get my head around.
I know. see, what they do is the only thing that you have is, so you know when you get your seedling, so you get your seeds, whatever comes with it, and they give you a little grow kit.
Okay.
So they give you the little, I think it has room for 8 or 10 in it, and you open it up and it has the little peat moss or whatever mm-hmm. it's called. I think that peat moss is what it's called.
Yeah, like little pucks almost. You put the seeds in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then you just put your seedlings in there, and you just give it, you know, daily some water. Now, I started mine in the house, and I just made sure that I could, you know, I have a big bay window in the back, so I would move it. It was like my little babies at the first year I did it, because I really wanted these to grow. So,
yes.
But I would move it to where I was getting some sun, and you just really had to make sure it got some water, and, you know, not a lot of water, but it was just enough to keep them moist. And then you start to see the seedlings grow. So
okay.
they grow in that peat moss, mm-hmm. so I'll say, and you just give it the water. And then when they get to about maybe 2 to 3 inches, and then they have the little plastic container.
Right.
And it goes in the holes around the tower garden.
Okay, so you just move them right then. Okay.
Yeah, so then you see, so it's, now you've got your little peat moss container with the seedling, and let's say I'm doing the top of it, so I'm doing the herbs and whatever, so I put them in, and then the way the tower garden works is all the tower garden has is, as I said, it has this huge reservoir in the bottom, so you put your water in. It has a pump. The pump is low wattage, so you're not using a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you put that in, the pump goes in, and then what really helps and nurtures the seedlings is you're giving it a tonic, and the tonic is full of minerals.
Okay.
So it's a mineral blend, so it has like a pH.
Like a fertilizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's full of, it's a liquid, and it has, yeah, so it's a blend of natural plant nutrients. So that helps stimulate the plant roots. And or flowers, whatever, like in the States or whatever, they can grow flowers. We really wouldn't grow, I mean, you could, but it would take a long time. But yeah, so that's really, so that goes into the water, and then once the pump is turned on, basically there's a central tube, I guess I would say, that pumps the water. So you're recycling your water, you're recycling your nutrients.
Okay, so you can leave it for, like, you're not having to water this, because like, I think of the heat of the summer, you know, you have to water your containers sometimes, you know, two times a day.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't do that. You,
okay.
Because it's recycling, like, you have the pump, so you put, like, if it's a really hot weather, like if it's, like, 80 or 90 degrees, the pump would be running maybe 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off.
Okay, okay.
So, and it's amazing how long the roots will become in the actual tower garden.
Right.
But you use less than 10% of the water. That's the nice thing about it. That's one of the key things that it's doing is, you know, because it's recycling. And so it's really easy to maintain.
Right, right. Now, as far as plants go, I know we'll move on because we have so much to talk about. This is so neat. Have you heard about other vegetables, let's say more... I can say meaty for lack of a better word, but like cauliflower, broccoli, those types of things.
Now, I haven't personally done that. I haven't seen too many people doing that here.
Okay.
And I think that might be because if you only have one or two tower gardens, you want to get the most, right?
Right, like right, because they take up more space, yeah.
You know, I go out and people look at me because I take my colander and my scissors and I cut off what I need for dinner kind
okay.
of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I do my things for my salad and whatever. But I know I've done spinach and Swiss chard is really good. But I haven't seen that being done.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That'd be something I'd have to look into. Mm. I know you can do squash and you can
oh,
do
okay.
peas and melons.
Oh, wow. Those are huge right
beans.
There. Yeah.
You can do, you know, lima beans
yep.
and different kinds of beans.
Okay.
I might do green beans this year, too, because I, you know, that was something that, you know, I try to see what I like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Each year I've done something a little different.
Yeah. And so you always start the plants from the seed.
Yes.
Okay.
Or what you can do, like say, you know, the season that you were so busy, the season came upon you and you went, oh my goodness, I can have my plants out right now.
Right.
You can go buy them.
Oh, okay.
But you just have to be careful. Like I, you know.
Yes, organic and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't. I mean, you are putting it into a, you know, like the water and the minerals and everything, but I would recommend that you do it organic
mm-hmm.
because then they're going to be the best that you can have.
Mm-hmm. And that has become, demand is there too. A lot of heirloom varieties, a lot of organically grown plants.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can do, I mean, the timing with the seeds is so tricky. You know, it is nice to know that you have that option, that kind of backup option.
Yes, yes.
To do.
And we do have a few people in the area that are, one person I know, he's made it part of his living so that he has like 18, 20 tower gardens.
You're
and
kidding.
He goes to a lot of the farmer markets because he, you know, when it comes, and he when he harvests, and then one of the other key things about the tower garden is it's half the time that it would take for your garden. So, for instance, if those seedlings, say I did my own seedlings and I put them into the tower garden, I can start harvesting within 3 weeks.
Really?
I can start to, you know, get things from it, where in a normal garden, the traditional garden,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot longer, right?
Wow.
You can watch them and whatever. But, yeah, so you can, that's one of the big benefits of it, that it makes, you know, that helps you a lot.
Right. Now, the we're talking about the tower garden being outside. So even
yes.
when you're starting the seedlings, you can put them outside, obviously,
yes.
when the temperatures are good for us here in Ontario in the
That's
GTA.
Correct.
And I know some of our listeners are in the U.S., so it's, you know, give or take.
That's right.
Now, is it something, do you see being able to use year-round? Like, can we bring
yeah.
the tower garden into the house?
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely. And that's becoming more common now because you know, really all you need, because it is vertical, it doesn't use a lot of space.
Right.
So you just need to have like a somewhere where a window where you're going to get, I mean, we don't get a lot of sunlight,
mm-hmm.
but what people do is they get a grow light.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen produce that's come from, you know, being grown over the wintertime, and it's amazing.
Wow.
It's quite amazing. So, you know, if we were in the States and California and all those places, I know they grow year-round,
mm-hmm.
but with us, in Ontario and places like that, yes, we have the ability to do that as well.
Okay.
Which is nice because
yeah.
then it's paying for itself even quicker.
For
right?
sure, for sure. So what other advantages do you see from the tower garden versus a traditional garden?
I think some of the things, like when you look at maybe benefits and traditional gardens, one thing, I guess, because it is so compact. Right, so
space.
You really don't need a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
You do, and one, as I said earlier, I am not a gardener, and
yes.
I truly mean that. And for me, it was like wow when I started seeing things grow, and they were so green and rich. It was like this; it was amazing for
right.
me, right? So that was, you know, something that you do not have to have any
yeah.
gardening experience.
And I guess you have no weeds.
No weeds. That's right. Yeah, that is a huge one.
Yeah, so there's no weeding and no real watering because, like you said, it's circulating the water.
That's right. So and it just, you know, it's an easy thing to assemble. You assemble it within, you know, 25 minutes.
Okay.
It's up and running. So you're right. There's no soil, no
right.
weeds, no in the ground. I'm assuming sometimes some plants do get they pick up some kind
mm-hmm.
of. I don't know what you would call it, a bug or something. So they have to get pesticides
right.
or something that they need.
Yeah.
You know, if the plants start to get
Either. What about even like mildew? Like, I guess if it's based on water, then there wouldn't really be an issue about mildew, would it?
No.
Okay.
No, not if you keep your water, you know, the well, you're using clean water every mm-hmm. time, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I did not have any mildew. I've never seen the mildew on anything so far.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't have to go and get, like, there's no tools that you need, right? You don't use anything like that.
Oh, okay. So it's this easy assembly.
Yep.
Yep.
It's, 20, 25 minutes. And, so then it's, and I guess the big thing is that it's using less water, right? You're using 10% of the water and the land. That when you do a traditional garden, you have to have enough space to make it worth your while, right?
Right.
And you're recycling everything, right? The nutrients and water are going up through the that middle hose, and the roots are always being touched by it. So, and it's so clean. Like when you bring in your vegetables or whatever, it's, you know, I still wash them, obviously, but there's not, like if it's rained or something, it doesn't matter. Like
right.
It doesn't do anything with them.
And no, so again, yeah, I guess aphids or any of the airborne type insects and stuff you don't find to be an issue.
There's do the, like that.
You know, as far as the bees go, because usually the tomatoes, you know, need still in flower, anything with a flower, cucumbers even, still need a bit of pollination. So the bees still would come to it like they would in a regular vegetable garden.
Yeah, I do see a few, and I don't like bees and hornets, so
yes.
I'm usually careful of those.
Yeah. But well, the bees don't want you anyway. They want the pollen. So that's right. They want the pollen. They don't really. They're not the. We've had our bee expert on a few times. So the bees don't.
Well,
yeah. The honeybees
know,
aren't going to. Yeah. They're not. They don't care about you. The wasps,
that's
unfortunately. Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yes. Yeah. So now you've had your tower garden for 3 years, and you said the products have been around since 2005?
Yes. I think that's when Tim Blank was, he had done so much work on the aeroponic and whatever for NASA. Then he sort of went out on his own. So at 2005, I forget the name of his company, but he went out and was like actually fine-tuning it so that he made it so, well, I guess so easy and, you know. And
made it a kit, probably, right?
Yeah,
it probably,
exactly.
You know,
so
simplified
the thing. He's pretty proud of what he did. And, I mean, the fact that it is in Epcot, because I had some people last year say to me when we were talking about Tower Guards, and I haven't been to Epcot in years, but they said, oh, I was in Disney and I saw those. Like, I guess it's you go through some ride, and I guess they had this whole area with them.
Wow. And now, would they be growing vegetables or would they be growing flowers?
I think they had a bit of both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it would have been nice to see, but they just said that they said, oh, now I understand, because I was seeing what he was growing. Like, he is not there anymore, but what they're growing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, so it was a huge thing.
Huh. I guess we probably could Google Epcot and aeroponic plants and stuff like that. Who knows? There might be some.
To look at, what they have there. I should do that myself just to see how good it looks. But I seen it. I was looking at some of the things and his background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And definitely. If, like you said, you're a beginner gardener or not a real gardener and you've been able to do it for 3 seasons. So that says something right there. So how do our listeners, we do have listeners all over the GTA and beyond. How do they go about getting more information about... Oh, I had another question for you before that, but we'll talk about the Tower Garden. I did want to talk about the lifespan of the product. So it's been around 11 years.
Yes.
Is it something that you need to kind of replenish every few years, you think? Like, I know my pots and my containers in my garden, you know, they kind of wear down.
The only thing that, really, the Tower Garden was designed to last a lifetime.
Okay.
So, you know, so when people look at it, they may say, oh, it seems a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they made it out of such durable first-grade plastic. So it's so strong that the only thing that you would have to think about is when you use your tonic. Like with the kit, there's a huge, I don't know if they're a gallon or 2 gallons, like there's two tonics that you use that comes with two big containers of it.
Okay.
So eventually you would have to get more tonic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing is the little pots, the little plastic pots. that, but they, again, you can get them online through the company.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've had my, like, the pump. I've had my pump, well, as I say, 3 years. If I'm not sure how long a pump would last, I guess that's something that we'd have to think about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you keep it clean, like yeah. I, you know, at the end of the season, I made sure it was all cleaned out really thoroughly so there was nothing clogging it and whatever. That might be something you might have mm-hmm. to replace. And if,
yeah,
you know,
especially if someone, let's say, wants to run it year-round, right, bring it
yes,
inside, then
yes,
that might be a little
yes.
bit more wear and tear.
Definitely.
But, you know.
But the kit gives you everything, but mm-hmm. it is meant to be designed to be, you know, to last a lifetime.
Okay.
So the actual frame of it and whatever would be there. It just, it's like anything. I had a pool, so you have a maintenance of
yes,
a pool you
for
need
sure.
to buy.
Yes, for sure.
And there is like... there is the other thing that you do with it is just you do have a they provide you with a pH just like a pool would be
okay.
you know when it gets really hot
yep.
they like you to check it a couple times a week to be sure
mm-hmm.
and I did that too so I never did it when I had a pool but
yeah.
I did it and it was just you check the water and then you know they give you the pHs to either bring it down or to increase it
right to adjust it okay
so yeah so no so I think it when you look at what the kit is you know what you get with the kit it's there will be a few things
right.
you know that you would over time
okay and so how do our listeners get more information about the Tower Gardens
well I do have a web like the actual Juice Plus it's not it's just the website for Juice Plus
okay
so I can give the address of that.
Okay.
They can go in. There is tons of information on it. It gives them, you know, a lot of what I've talked about.
Right.
There's more information if they want to hear more about the background, which
okay.
I briefly touched on with Tim Dyke. But I can give that. So it's Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay.
Smith, S-M-I-T-H, one.
Dot
Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A,
okay.
dot Juice Plus, together, J-U-I-C-E, P-L-U-S, dot com, C-O-M.
Okay. Gotta love those long websites, hey? so now does it, I know I'm jumping back and forth a bit here,
okay.
sorry. So you said that, you know, it's going to last a long time or it's created to last a lifetime. Is there a warranty that, you know?
They don't give you a warranty, but
okay.
what I've found with this company, with dealing with them, if there was an issue, they could come back to me, say they did it through me, or they could just even go to our head office.
Right.
They are really very helpful.
Okay.
They would, if there was something that, you know, sometimes there are, you know, there are things that just...
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know... Yeah.
It might be faulty in something.
Yep.
I find that they've been very helpful. They
okay.
they really the customer service is excellent.
Okay. Excellent. And what is this product made in the US?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I think it's really neat to see all of the products, I mean all the plants that you can make, and I think the idea that you could do it year round it still kind of blows my mind that there's no
yeah.
soil.
You have to see it. Just
that's
to
right. That's right. That's right. So now, could you go away for the weekend? Like, it's okay by itself?
Oh, yeah. Usually what I do is check it before I go. Like,
right.
I mean, if it's really hot, I like to have someone, just like you would a pool, you'd
yeah.
like to have someone around to maybe check it. But if I was gone for 2-3 days, I likely would have someone check in on it if it's hot. If it's not hot, then I wouldn't be worried at all.
Okay.
Because you just don't want the water line, there's a water line that you need to maintain, right, so that it doesn't go below the pump. So I would, you know, make sure that it was had enough water in it.
Right.
But if you were gone for a few days, I would recommend someone look at it
okay.
just so that you don't ruin your pump.
Yes, yes.
But if it's cooler, like when you first put them in May and whatever, that water stays the same for a long time because
okay.
it's, you know, it's pumping the water through, but again, you're recycling used water,
mm-hmm.
and you don't really, it's not bad. Like,
right.
you'd have enough nutrients in it.
Okay. Now, is yours, considering it's winter and you're not using it right now, is yours disassembled?
I disassemble part of it.
Okay.
And, you know, but I think I still think, you know, that I should have actually done it for the winter, but maybe this year when I bring it out again, I would likely try to do that just because, as I said, I've seen more people and what they've done, and it's quite good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just partially disassemble, and, you know, I washed it out and made sure it was ready for the season.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And things like lettuce and spinach, you just need to replenish. Like, you can just keep growing seeds, right, and just keep...
Well, I found this year I didn't really even have to... Usually they say there's after so many, I guess, harvest, you could redo it, but I had so much that I likely could have maybe done a bit of the lettuce, but as far as the other, like the herbs and the kale and things like that, I didn't have to at all. But you would just either start some new seedlings,
right?
You know, when you saw that, okay, it's starting to get pretty sparse. If it's something that you eat every day, then I would suggest then you just get your seedlings going, and then just be ready to plop them into the little container and be ready to go.
Excellent. Wow. Well, that is great. I mean, I think it's been fascinating learning all about this product, and especially how simple it is.
Yes.
And our time has flown, Linda. Can you believe it? Gary, we didn't stop for a commercial break.
No.
Which we were allowed to do tonight. Tonight was a special day. Is there anything as we wrap up, Linda, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I just think that, you know, if you look at it from I will say that some people may say that it is a little expensive.
Right. We didn't talk about that. Did you want to talk about the pricing?
Well, I don't have a problem with that. It's Canadian. It's $617.
Okay.
And that's your, like, everything. That's your whole starter kit, your seedlings, your pump, the reservoir. All of that comes for the $617.
Okay.
In the U.S., which is the other place that they can buy it, it's $525 U.S.
Okay.
So, but again, I think if people look at it and look at it is a lifetime, and just not, you know, if you look at it and say, you know what, I can go to my back door and get my food for X number of months, six, 7 months of the year, if they don't want to bring it inside, I think that in itself, and just about what we talked about earlier about healthy eating and also teaching your children. We have found that, you know, if you start at your children sort of, teaching them, you know, they have fun with it.
They do.
They can help grow.
For sure.
And what we're also finding that a lot of schools are starting to purchase them. And what they're doing is it's teaching them, educating them in one way. But then they give a lot of the food away to, like, soup kitchens, different places like that for for them to have food and whatever.
Yeah, could you imagine that in classrooms? I think about back in the day, I did started an outdoor classroom garden at my children's school. Now this is, you know, going back quite a while now, but, I know firsthand how enthusiastic the kids can be.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, unfortunately, the parents kind of wears us down, all the work maintaining it, but the kids were good to go, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what that would be impressive to see those in a classroom.
There's a lot of that, and I think each year now we try to get more schools involved.
Right.
And even just for the children, needy children and things like that. But I do know I was at a conference not too long ago, and a lady got up and said that she was actually bringing them, into the schools. I think she was helping do that because, you know, she had a story about, you know, her brother was using a soup kitchen, and she just, it was sad for her, right?
Right.
And she wanted that, you know, to happen. So that's what they were doing. They were growing it and then taking it to soup kitchens and needy, for the needy people. And I just thought that was such a great thing to do.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So, but it is an educational thing for children.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I think that, you know, what we can do just for ourselves, like the more I see what's going on and the health epidemic and the diseases that are out there now, it's just something we need to do.
That's one thing. It is hard to control. We know there's a lot of factors, and it's hard to control our environment, but the food is one thing we can, to a certain degree we can control. So that's just kind of gives us another option. So I'd just love to thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You're
really
welcome.
You're welcome.
I'll go do your website again. So it's lindasmith1.com. www.canada.juiceplus.com. So feel free to go on there, log on there. And if you'd like, all your information is there, right? So if anybody wants to get a hold of you.
one.canada.juiceplus.com. Yes.
Okay.
And so they can see everything that's on there. It will have my name on there, so if and my phone number if they want to call me.
Excellent.
They can also order right off that website if they're interested.
Yeah, if we've convinced them without having to talk to you further, they can
they
go
want to, but if they, you know, they have questions about it, I'm more than willing to you know, my cell phone is on there so that I can explain anything else, you know, any questions that they may have.
Okay.
More than willing to do that.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And I think it's been great learning about it. I know I've shared it on Facebook and posted on Twitter.
Thank you.
People who follow my links can hopefully get some more information about it as well.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Yeah, so Linda, thank you very much for joining us down the garden path today.
Yes,
and
thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. And we will talk soon, okay?
All right.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. I hope you found that as interesting as I did. Oh. Are we there? Are we still here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just the phone.
Okay, that was just the phone. Anyway, so I think that was really interesting and informative session today, and I can't believe how time has just flown. So I wanted to thank our listeners for listening tonight on to Down the Garden Path. I'm excited about next week's show. It's going to be all about orchids. We have the Orchid Whisperer who will be on.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yes. Next Monday, he will be on. So that's our next guest for next week. And so Gary, what did you think?
I thought that was great and a lot of great information, especially when you're talking about her being a cancer practitioner.
Yes.
And that is so sad because so many people are affected by that in all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do anything to try to help that.
That's right.
That would be the way to go, right?
That's right. Yeah, and I think it is true that there's so many, everybody has an ailment or two. And food, I think we discount the amount that food can help us. So I think that definitely was interesting learning about the product as well as about Linda's background and her specialty in cancer practitioner. So I think that was really fascinating. So yeah.
Very cool.
So I guess we're done. So and to thank everybody for joining us here tonight on Down the Garden Path. And I look forward to seeing or listening to you next week or talking to you next week. Here on Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Coming up, it's Ludovano and Kick Stands Up, right here, Reality Radio 101.